The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Memorable Moments in History. It was October the 4th, 1582, that the Gregorian calendar took effect in Catholic countries as Pope Gregory the 13th issued a decree stating the day following Thursday, October the 4th, 1582, would be Friday, October the 15th, 1582. This corrected a 10-day error accumulated by the Julian calendar. Britain and the American colonies adopted the Gregorian calendar in 1752. It was also on that day in 1830 that Belgium gained its independence after having been part of the Netherlands since 1815. And it was the 4th of October, 1943, that the island of Corsica became the first French territory in Europe freed from Nazi control as Free French troops liberated the city of Bastia. And in 1957 that date, the space age began as the Soviets launched the first satellite into orbit. Sputnik 1 weighed just 184 pounds and transmitted a beeping radio signal for 21 days. It was also on that day in 1965 that Pope Paul VI became the first pope to visit the United States and address the United Nations. And in 1970, rock singer Janis Joplin was found dead from a drug overdose. It was in 1976 this week that the U.S. Agriculture Secretary Earl Butz was forced to resign after making offensive racial remarks. And in 1993, Russian tank soldiers loyal to President Boris Yeltsin shelled the Russian White House, crushing a hardline communist rebellion. Yeltsin then fired Vice President Alexander Rutskoy and jailed other opposition leaders. It's the birthday of St. Francis of Assisi in 1181. He was born in Assisi, Umbria, Italy, as Giovanni Francesco Bernardone. He renounced his family's wealth and founded the Friars Minor, a Franciscan order. It's also the birthday of Rutherford B. Hayes in 1822. He died in 1893. And he was the 19th U.S. president. He was born in Delaware, Ohio, and he served from March 4, 1877 to March 3, 1881. He was a Republican best known for his much-quoted statement, "He serves his party best who serves his country best." And it's the birthday of artist Frederick Remington in 1861. He died in 1909 and was born in Canton, New York. He studied at the Yale Art School, then traveled extensively throughout the American West of the late 1800s, sketching cowboys, Indians, frontiersmen, and soldiers. He also created lively sculptures featuring bucking broncos. Now for the first clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. This Indian chief was defeated and killed during the War of 1812. Can't think of the answer? I'll give you another clue in just a moment. It was on the 5th of October, 1877, following a 1,700-mile retreat, that Chief Joseph of the Nez Perce Indians surrendered to U.S. cavalry troops at Bear's Paw near Chinook, Montana. "From where the sun now stands, I will fight no more forever," he stated. It was on October the 5th, 1964, that the largest mass escape since the construction of the Berlin Wall occurred as 57 East German refugees escaped to West Berlin after tunneling beneath the wall. And it was on the 5th of October, 1830, that the 21st President of the United States was born in Fairfield, Vermont. Chester A. Arthur succeeded to the presidency following the assassination of James A. Garfield. He served from September the 20th, 1881, to March 3rd, 1885, but was not nominated by the Republican Party for a second term. Also on that date, in 1882, the father of the space age, Robert Goddard, was born in Worcester, Mass. He died in 1945. During his lifetime, he was ridiculed by the public and the press over his idea of constructing a spaceflight machine. In 1926, he launched the world's first liquid-fueled rocket on a farm near Auburn, Mass. In 1935, his liquid-fueled rocket surpassed the speed of sound. It's the birthday of the Czech playwright and political leader Václav Havel, who was born in Prague on October the 5th, 1936. He spent over 5 years in prison for speaking out against government abuses, and he went on to lead the peaceful Velvet Revolution, which ended the Soviet-style communism in Czechoslovakia in 1989. It was the 6th of October, 1927, that the first talkie opened in New York. The jazz singer starring Al Jolson was the first full-length feature film using spoken dialogue. And on that date, 1 year later, Generalissimo Chiang Kai-shek became president of the Republic of China upon the introduction of a new constitution. And on that date in 1949, Tokyo Rose, known as Iva Toguri de Aquino, was sentenced in San Francisco to 10 years imprisonment and fined $10,000 for treason. She had broadcast music and Japanese propaganda to American troops in the Pacific during World War II. She was pardoned by President Gerald Ford in 1977. It was also on the 6th of October, 1978, that Iranian religious leader Ayatollah Khomeini was granted asylum in France after being expelled from Iran for his opposition to the Shah. It was also on that same date, just a few years later in 1981, that Egyptian President Anwar Sadat was assassinated in Cairo by Muslim fundamentalists while watching a military parade. He shared the 1978 Nobel Peace Prize with Menachem Begin of Israel, and he signed an American-sponsored peace accord with Israel, but had been denounced by other Arab leaders. It's the birthday of engineer and inventor George Westinghouse in 1846. He died in 1914 and was born in Central Bridge, New York. He developed an air brake for trains and was later responsible for the adoption of the alternating current, better known as AC, a system for electric power transmission in the United States. He was also the first employer to give his employees paid vacations. It's the birthday of the Norwegian explorer Thor Heyerdahl, who was born in Larvik, Norway, on October the 6th, 1914. He used Kon-Tiki and other primitive ocean-going vessels to prove the possibility of transoceanic contact between ancient and widely separated civilizations. And it was on the 7th of October, 1765, that the Stamp Act Congress convened in New York City with representatives from 9 of the colonies. They met to protest the British Stamp Act, which imposed the first direct tax on Americans. And on that date in 1985, Palestinian terrorists seized the Italian passenger ship Achille Lauro, carrying about 440 persons, threatening to blow it up if Israel did not free 50 Palestinian prisoners. Leon Klinghoffer, an elderly wheelchair-bound American, was murdered. Now for the second clue to this week's Memorable Moment Memory Buster. This Indian chief was defeated and killed during the War of 1812. He was a powerful orator who defended his people against white settlement. Can't pick up the scent yet? Well, think about it as I continue, and I might tell you a little bit more before I give you the answer. It was on October the 8th, 1871, that the Great Fire of Chicago broke out. According to legend, it started when Mrs. O'Leary's cow kicked over a lantern in her barn on DeCoven Street. Over 300 persons were killed and 90,000 were left homeless as the fire leveled 3.5 square miles, destroying 17,450 buildings. Financial losses totaled over $200 million. It was on the 8th of October, 1993, that the UN General Assembly lifted economic sanctions against South Africa following the end of racial apartheid. The sanctions had been imposed since the 1960s. Also on that date, in 1998, the U.S. House of Representatives voted 258-176 to approve a resolution launching an impeachment inquiry of President Bill Clinton. It was only the third time in U.S. history the House launched a formal impeachment inquiry of a sitting president. The other two, Andrew Johnson and Richard Nixon. It's the birthday of American war ace Eddie Rickenbacker in 1890. He died in 1973 and was born in Columbus, Ohio. He commanded the first U.S. Aero unit to take part in World War I and was credited with 26 victories, becoming America's leading ace. He was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor and later got involved in auto racing and headed Eastern Airlines from 1934 to 1963. It was the 9th of October, 1962, that Uganda achieved independence after nearly 70 years of British rule. And on that date in 1970, Cambodia declared itself the Khmer Republic following the abolishment of the monarchy by the legislature. Okay, I'm in a good mood, so I'll give you one more clue to this week's Memory Buster. This Indian chief was defeated and killed during the War of 1812. He was a powerful orator who defended his people against white settlement. And when the War of 1812 broke out, he joined the British as a brigadier general. Still don't have a clue who this is? I'll give you the answer in just a moment. It was October the 10th, 1954, that Ho Chi Minh entered Hanoi, Vietnam, after the withdrawal of French troops, in accordance with the armistice terms ending the seven-year struggle between communist Vietnamese and the French. It was also on that same date in 1973 that Spiro T. Agnew, born in 1918 and died in 1996, resigned the office of Vice President of the United States amid charges of income tax evasion on illegal payments allegedly received while he was governor of Maryland and after he became vice president. He was later given a $10,000 fine and sentenced to serve 3 years probation. He was succeeded as vice president by Gerald R. Ford, who went on to become president after the resignation of Richard M. Nixon. And it's the birthday of Italian opera composer Giuseppe Verdi in 1813. He died in 1901 and was born in Roncole, Italy. His 26 operas include Rigoletto, El Trovatore, La Traviata, and Aida, and are among the most popular of all classical music performed today. Now for the answer to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. This Indian chief was defeated and killed during the War of 1812. He was a powerful orator who defended his people against white settlement. When the War of 1812 broke out, he joined the British as a brigadier general. Well, during the War of 1812, a combined British and Italian force is defeated by General William Harrison's American Army at the Battle of Thames near Ontario, Canada. The leader of the Indian forces was Tecumseh, the Shawnee chief who organized the intertribal resistance to the encroachment of white settlers on Indian lands. He was killed in the fighting. I'll leave you today with this quote. Plenty of people miss their share of happiness, not because they never found it, but because they didn't stop to enjoy it. This has been Stephen J. Lowenstein reading to you. Thanks for listening here on theflypod.com. Join me next week for another edition of Memorable Moments in History.